You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Resurrect the Republic. Truth Radio Broadcast. On RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hello, hello. This is, of course, RTR Truth Media. Chris Switzer here, also known as the Freedom Ministry, Eyes for the Profane on Twitter. And we also have our co-host, Rachel Tobias.
Hey, thanks for having me. Reporting in from Long Island, New York.
Awesome. Awesome. As always, this is the Republican Broadcasting Network. Republic Broadcasting Network, excuse me. And today, I just wanted to talk a little bit about Israeli politics here. I had a CNN article pop up in my feeds here. Netanyahu will make his likely exit as painful, prolonged, and destructive as possible. And it's from CNN from, November 23rd, which is yesterday at about 6:22 p.m. So it's a very recent article. And it starts... In Israeli politics, the old saw goes, you can be dead or dead and buried. Thursday's statement by the Israeli Attorney General that Prime Minister Benjamin Bibi Netanyahu will be indicted on charges of bribery, fraud, and breach of trust is likely going to put Netanyahu's political career in the latter box. It's almost certainly the beginning of the end of his political career. However, Bibi's story plays out, and it will take time. You can take this to the bank. Netanyahu will make this fight and likely exit as painful, prolonged, and destructive as possible. And it just, you know, goes on to continue outlining why Netanyahu will go down fighting, obviously. I don't know how familiar you are with Benjamin Netanyahu and his political career, Rachel, but what are your thoughts on
I'm familiar.
Mr. Benjamin Netanyahu?
Yeah. It's a good way to start the show. First of all, I don't think anyone is at all surprised by this. And secondly, I'm glad that this is actually in the mainstream media, even if it takes a while for him to go down and, you know, even it's just cool that this is being reported upon.
Exactly. It's like I usually only see this stuff in Israeli papers. So the fact that it popped up in my... Yeah. You know, my American newsfeed, I was like, okay, you know, I'm gonna look at this one.
I think some people are too big to fail until they're not. Until, kind of like with Jeffrey Epstein, until it just becomes too big to cover up that where, you know, the overall arching system's like, all right. But that doesn't mean that corruption's over in Israel. It just means that this particular character, this particular time around, is over. Mm-hmm.
Right, he might have overplayed his corruption a little too too much. Yeah, and then I actually had saved an article from last year. It's from almost a year ago, December 27th, 2018, and it's from, of course, an Israeli paper, The Times of Israel, and its title of the article is Netanyahu says he won't step down if indicted, turns up heat on AG report. And basically, senior Likud sources threaten Mandelblit will become the target of a merciless attack if he announces charges before April's election. So this has been going on for almost a year, you know, or more. Not only that, but his wife has also been charged, you know, in the past with corruption, bribery charges. I mean, you know, birds of a feather flock together. And throughout this whole article, he's just basically saying that, you know, he hasn't been in... Until he's basically charged with a crime, you know, then we'll take it from there, you know. But essentially, yeah. Indictments are nothing, you know, they're nothing. Indictments are nothing, you know, pish posh is what he's saying.
Well, also, by the way, I don't know if it's related or not. I remember hearing in the news a while ago about Justin Trudeau looking at bribery charges. Do you remember that as well?
Vaguely, yes.
about, I'm trying to think of, I wish I had a link to that as well, about like corruption on his behalf and everything. So I'm not at all surprised by this. These are some major players like kind of finally going down.
Yeah, no, it's just, you know, the front runners, the puppet masters, if you will. And these puppet masters, or who we would like to think are puppet masters, we have to remember they have strings, you know, as well. And people are pulling their strings, such as Trump, Benjamin Netanyahu, you know, Amanda Blitt, the attorney general over there, who's supposedly going to be indicting him, bringing the indictments. They all play a role, you know, and they all have their singular role to play in their kind of compartment. But overall, you know, the whole thing of it is basically, if you look in the news today and just look at the news cycles, how they've been for the past couple of weeks, at least, it's basically Democrat, Republican, Democrat, Republican, it's just a fight, you know, back and forth between the Bidens and the Clintons and Soros and Ukraine and, you know, Russia and election fraud and this and that and this and that. Basically, they just want us to keep looking at all this crap, keep our heads just spinning, looking at all this stuff. And it doesn't matter. It's all noise. You know what I mean? Because behind it all, they're going to war. You know, they do this to cover up what they really are doing, you know, militarily, which is they're setting up, you know, the theater to go to war. I believe we are going to war with Iran. It's going to be through proxies in Syria, Yemen, Lebanon, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, all these, you know, areas that they've always fought starts. And eventually they want to bring it right into Iran, like full on boots on the ground type thing. I believe it's going to happen just like Albert Pike predicted, as he wrote, or some people think it's fake. I don't think it's fake. You know, he wrote about three world wars. He wrote about it to Giuseppe Mazzini, who was over in Europe at the time as a 33rd degree Scottish Rite Freemason Grand Commander. And, you know, that's pretty much what I see happening. I don't know if you've looked at Albert Pike and his predictions too closely.
I haven't heard of Pike. I think a good source, by the way, for our listeners to look into this kind of thing, as well as about Netanyahu, is Corbett from the Corbett Report. I know has been covering this for a very long time. In addition, he's also done some documentaries on, I think, the origins of World War One. I believe. But I do want to say real fast, there's two people to look at as well. Smedley Butler, who was someone in the military, I don't remember the exact year, was talking about war as a profiteering racket. And then also there's, I think his name was Wesley. He was like the general who said that the U.S. wanted to go to war with, you know, 5 countries in 6 years or something crazy like that.
Yeah, General Wesley Clark.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Yeah, he was like on his way out, kind of like at the pinnacle end of his career, you know, and he wasn't, you know, he pretty much had tenure and he could talk, you know, without being kind of slapped across his head, you know, and he did. He told the truth and said that he was basically pulled into somebody's office, like a buddy of his, you know, who was kind of more in the, you know, the thick of it, you know, when they were kind of making those decisions to go basically invade Iraq, you know, right after 9/11. And the guy was all like scared, you know, basically looking nervous. And he's telling Wesley Clark, he's like, oh my gosh, you know, I got to talk to you. And he had already talked to Wesley Clark previously, kind of briefly about it. And so Wesley Clark knew what it was about. He's like, what? You know, we still going to war with Iraq? He's like, it's worse. It's worse. He's like, what do you mean it's worse? And he goes on to tell him, he's like, they want to go to war with Iraq. We don't even have evidence. They want to go to war with Afghanistan, this, that. And there was like 7 different countries or whatever, 5 to 7 countries that he was talking about. And this was like a month after 9/11, you know, right after. So they had that in the works well before 9/11. They just needed an event. And that's what I believe, which leads me full circle to now, they need another event. So keep your eyes peeled, guys. I don't mean to be, you know, giving dates or times to anything, but I mean, watch out. You know, a false flag is on the horizon. They need.
How many people do you know voted for Trump specifically because they didn't want Trump to go to war with Syria, Iran, and now we have a government that's been compromised by Israel and is essentially being pushed towards war to help out their ally in the Middle East. So I wonder, you know, what are the people going to do if the U.S. declares war with Iran and Syria and this ridiculousness, right? When are people going to have kind of enough?
That's why I say they need some catalyzing, some catastrophic event like a new Pearl Harbor, just like they needed before 9/11. Why 9/11 happened, you know? They need another one. And essentially, if you watched the gentleman who was the head of WINEP, which is the Washington Institute for Near East Policy, it's like a pro-Israeli think tank, basically. And he came out and said in 2007, I believe, or 12, actually, in 2012, he came out and said that, you know, the only way we've always went to war in America is by doing a false flag. And he literally says it. He just blatantly says it to his audience. And somebody was recording him on a phone, thankfully. I don't think he was knew he was being recorded. I don't know why he said it. But he said, he goes, hey, if we can't go to war with Iran, he goes, I think we need to make it happen. He goes, hey, sometimes a submarine goes down, it doesn't come up. He goes, who would be to blame? And everybody in the room starts to laugh. Meaning, you know, we'll take out a submarine and whatever, blame it on, you know, an opposing force, a false flag, and we'll go to war. He's like, let's go to war with Iran.
Just like the USS Liberty.
Exactly. And just like the Maine, just like the Gulf of Tonkin, just like everything. Fort Sumter was a false flag. It got us,
Operation,
you know,
Northwoods.
Operation Northwoods. I mean, but way back when, Fort Sumter, where they kicked off the Civil War, that was a false flag. I mean, everything is a false flag. These, you know, that's what they do. It's the blueprint. They've done it. It's as old as time.
Yeah, which is why, by the way, I mean, there's other things I'm sure you have to talk about the news. I want to talk about the news as well, but this is why I'm excited in the future to have an episode for our viewers just about solutions and things they can do to empower themselves rather than just kind of invest and outsource their power to politicians that are going to continue to make these promises.
Exactly. And some people are so lost in the sauce and just, you know, by their day-to-day rigmarole that they don't even see what's happening. They don't even see why it's happening. They don't know who their enemy is. If you don't know who your enemy is, you know, how do you and I don't like using the word fight, but how do you fight an enemy you can't see, feel, touch, taste, smell? You know, you don't even know who they are.
Yeah.
Because you're told by the real enemy that your enemy is someone else.
Well, not only that, but I know people on the left, and I see generally, by the way, I didn't bother watching the Democratic debate because by now I'm just kind of over it. And I have, I'm like, oh, I get the gist. But in general, on my own Twitter feed, sometimes I see people talk about Tulsi Gabbard and how great she is and how, isn't it wonderful you have this, you know, pedigree veteran that, you know, is saying that she cares about freedom and she doesn't want to go to war, and how that looks sane compared to a lot of people on the left. And I'll give, you know, people kudos on that. But honestly, even if you have a candidate that's against war, just the very nature of them wanting to be in a position of power and wanting to tax the people and take their money for services, like, it's still all about power, even if they're saying the right things.
Yeah, no, you're right, because that's who they want. They want a Tulsi Gabbard. They want her. You know, they would use her, and that's why they use her. She's counsel on foreign relations through and through. The CFR is a powerhouse, and they are not on your side. They are not for the common man. If you look at some of the things that come out of the minutes of the Council on Foreign Relations, just in the past year alone, your mind will spin. They think it's great to propagandize our country, just so everybody knows, our listening audience. The Council on Foreign Relations thinks it is wonderful that they no longer have any laws in place because they removed them with the passing of the NDAA. It was tacked onto that. They removed it. So the actual media and our government has nothing, you know, preventing them or stopping them. Not that they abided by it before, but nothing stopping them from propagandizing the public. It's done, you know, maliciously with, you know, insidious intent, and it's done to keep us dumbed down and looking in the wrong direction at all times and dividing amongst ourselves and bickering amongst ourselves. So we cannot, like Rachel said, come up with a solution, unify, come together, share thoughts, have discourse, and create a new world for all of us.
Yeah, exactly. And Chris, when you say come together, I know you don't mean it in that sort of lefty-used, disingenuous,
no,
like, you need to agree with me so we can unify, kind of.
Not a, that's why I said discourse.
Yep, exactly. And we're totally anti-censorship.
Exactly. Exactly. That's why I use the word discourse. It's not a bad word. You know, people disagree and have different thoughts. It doesn't mean you have to fight with each other. You can talk, you know, you can still have even common ends, you know, and disagree amongst the nuances or how to get there or anything. It's positive. It's natural. It's healthy. You know, I would not want a world, put it this way. I would not want a world. Say you're a Christian conservative. You know, I know that's not your background, Rachel, but let's just, you know, make it real easy. Let's say you're a Christian conservative and you envision a world like that. And that's what you want. You know, you need it. Would, you know, how lame would it be if everybody was just a robot? They were the same thing and they all agreed. I mean, that's not free will. That's, you know, that's not an individual, free thinking, creative being. It's not. I wouldn't want that world.
Well, yeah, for me, like, I'm an agnostic anarchist, but I believe in the non-aggression principle, which is basically like, if, you know, I don't necessarily like organized religion, but I don't think that I have the right to vote for someone to put a gun to someone saying, stop being religious. Like, I don't think I have the right to do that, and nothing can give me the right to do that.
Exactly. And that's what's so great about it. Like, I mean, that's discourse. We have differing thoughts on, you know, our maybe our spirituality or our practices or our ideologies. But in the end, you and I both support freedom. Freedom, the freedom to believe and create and do as you please until you're literally harming someone else or their property. And that's when your freedom ends.
Yeah.
And mine begins.
Yeah, exactly. And then in a future episode, I do want to talk about the roots of conservatism. And I want to talk about the difference between religion and conservatism and where do those values come from and why do people believe in what they believe. And I really want to get down into it and how we don't need politicians to basically tell us what to do or what it is that we value. And, you know, like for me personally, I don't vote because there's nobody in government that represents me and my interests. And it's certainly not going to war with other countries that haven't aggressed upon us.
Exactly. No, you're absolutely right. And when they first came up with Congress, okay, like back in the beginning, after they fraudulently got rid of the Articles of Confederation, you know, falsely ratifying the Constitution, yada, yada, yada. After they did that and they put together a Congress, they never envisioned Congress sitting in session all year. You know what I mean? Never going home. They never envisioned that. They literally met like once a year. And then it got to be more, you know, twice, three times. And granted, travel was different then, you know, with horse and carriage and whatever. But they never, never in a million years saw a need to legislate over everything for time immemorial. Just, you know, no stop to it. It was never meant to be that way. So, you know, this whole system is just run amok. It's run amok.
Well, we basically beat out the redcoats just so now we can fight with the blue and the white coats.
Yeah, and here's the kicker as well, you know, which I believe, and I've done a lot of research into this, I believe we're still a British colony, and I believe that we did not win that war like we thought we won that war. Meaning, if you look at the Paris Peace Treaty, which actually solidified the ending of that war in 1783, you'll read that the King of England at the time, King Georgie, okay, he's writing from a point of authority in that document. And the rest of the signatories are just cowing to him and saying, okay, yes, we agree, that's favorable to us. Why would the loser make the terms? Can you tell me that? You know, if you read the document, it looks like King George won, because he did.
Yeah,
but
and I just
want to
mention,
they needed to look like a new country was born, you know? They needed us to believe we were free.
And I just want to mention one more thing, like how we're different than other, you know, talk shows, or we're different than other news reportings or things like that, is in a future episode I mentioned talking about solutions. I don't know anyone else that's getting into that stuff, either Nicholas Fuentes or any other sort of talking head talking about those things.
Yep. All right, we'll be right back after the break. Sorry, Rachel.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Mother of the moon, which built my sails, crossed the sea of tears. With no provisions, but in no faces, Lord, the straits of fear.
Welcome back, everybody. Hey, Rachel, I'm sorry you were cut off right before the break. I really wanted to hear what you were saying. You want to continue?
Oh, no. No, that's okay. I was just saying, unlike okay. other radio shows, we're going to talk about solutions. And I do, by the way, want to hear from listeners about the things that they do in their own day-to-day lives to empower themselves and their families. Like, I want to hear, you know, from them, other than vote for politicians, like, there's people like Nicholas Fuentes, all the America First people, whatever, and they'll never tell you how to, like, you know, build your own permaculture garden or grow your own food, or they'll just kind of go on and on about some new candidate they're excited about. But
right, but forget how to feed your family and, you know, pay your bills and live a happy, healthy life. No, forget that. You know, just vote for this person.
And it seems like we have a caller.
Somebody. Yeah, we have Lark in Texas, actually. How are you? If we could bring
Hey there, guys.
On.
How are you?
Well.
Hey, man. How are you? Doing pretty good.
Oh, great. Okay. You know, I want to amplify what you said, Rachel. And is it Chris? I'm sorry.
Yes, Chris.
Forgive me. I called in a I think a couple of weeks ago, and I spoke to you all for the first time. And I wanted to amplify what you were saying regarding the Revolutionary War. Just for yourselves and the listeners. Number one, the Stuart line in England went away and ushered in its place was the Hanoverian Windsor line, which was in 1714. So King George III came from the same line as George I. And the Hanoverian Windsor line was actually a Turkish-Jewish line of the English monarchy, which still exists today. It's still in place.
Indeed.
Now, at the signing of the Treaty of Paris, the Treaty of Peace, which is said to have formally ended the hostilities between the British and the American colonists, we had John Jay, John Adams, and Benjamin Franklin representing the colonists, and we had David Hartley.
All attorneys, yes.
Representing the crown. Okay? And and you're absolutely right. Who was dictating terms? Who was paying reparations to whom? And so forth and so on. So a lot of people would like to say, well, the Constitution is the law of the land. Yeah, but what preceded that so-called Constitution as put forward by what I term the framers was a relationship between the Crown of England, that would be the City of London, by the way. It's represented largely by their system of banksters, gangsters, insurance people, and scribes and Pharisees, if you will. That would be attorneys, people who are
There's nothing new under the sun, brother.
There we go. But anyway, the status that really the colonists attained with that treaty was that of a suzerainty, protectorate. We were a protectorate of the suzerain, which was the crown. In other words, we were permitted self-governance within our own borders. But they would be the overseers of everything that happened outside the borders. And so long as we knew our place, which meant that we were actually inferior to the suzerain, which was the crown. And by the way, that status is something that is was existent at that time under the feudal law.
Yes, it was a crown commercial venture. You're absolutely right. That's all this was.
Right.
This was the New World Order. That's what it was. It was a grand experiment. It was a Freemasonic experiment.
Well, what's the name? Oh, sorry.
No, please.
Oh, sorry. No, that's cool. I like what you're saying. And I know that the U.S. is a corporation, but I've seen people post this before. What's like the actual number?
If you want to look to something, like if you want to have something hard fast, Rachel, pull up the Organic Act. I believe it's of 1871. And it literally says that the U.S. is a corporation.
Gotcha. I just bring it up because that's, I think, in line with what you're talking about.
But even before that, as this gentleman was just saying, and he was eloquently, stating, and he's absolutely right, 100%, even before the Organic Act, way back when, it's always been a commercial venture. This is all commercial. Everything, and still to this day, all law, every law, it's all contract, and it's all commercial. If there isn't monetary value, something, giving and getting, somebody giving and getting, it's nothing. What else is there? It's all commercial. And we'll be right back after the break. If you want to stick around, Lark, we'd appreciate listening to you, talking to you. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Love that music. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Yeah, exactly. Before I go further here, guys, I mean, if you guys enjoy listening to content like this, you know, content on this radio show, and on RBN as a whole, you know, the stuff that they put out, let's face it, you're not going to hear on Fox. You're not going to hear on CNN. You're not going to hear it on ABC, CNBC, or any of the corporate Zionist organs. You know, you're just not going to hear it. So if you enjoy this content, please, please, please help and contribute. RBN is doing a pledge drive this week. You can go to republicbroadcasting.org. You can donate through PayPal. You don't even need a PayPal. I mean, it's very simple. You can call 1-800-724-2719, extension 3, or you can even mail in your donation, you know, any way that's easy for you, to 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302. That's in Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And again, the easiest way, if you, you know, not tech savvy, just call 800-724-2719, extension 3, or go to republicbroadcasting.org. We really appreciate it. And that's enough out of me for more commercial talk. But seriously, guys, I mean, it runs on something, you know, it costs money. So we'd appreciate your help.
Yeah, thank you so much to our listeners for really tuning in. And I know that this is a great example of voting with your dollars. And the real currency in this world is time and attention and care. You know, never forget that. So thank you so much to everyone listening to us.
Yeah, absolutely. As you can hear, we're real people, just like you, your family. And that's what it's all about, trying to reach, you know, your family and reach, you know, your brother and reach your coworker and reach your neighbor. Because, you know, when, you know, stuff hits the fan, I don't want to swear, but when, you know, the stuff hits the fan, those are the people that you're going to lean on, you know, your community. And you know, what do you, who, you know, do you want them to be empowered? You know, wouldn't you want them to know what you know and be on that path of that journey, you know, where they're not indoctrinated into believing, you know, up is down and black is white and right is wrong and boys are girls and all the craziness in the world, you know? This is why, you know, I do what I do, at least. And I mean, that's why I have started listening to stuff like RBN, you know, way back when. So I think it's very poignant, and you know, that's where it comes full circle and the rubber hits the road, if you will.
Not only that, but the holidays are coming up soon. So if you're gonna fight with your relatives over, you know, politics, at least know what you're talking about. So there you go.
That's a great point. You know, use those times. You know, you have a forum. You know, here it is. You have an audience, right? And it's like an audience that has to be there almost if it's a family event. I mean, I know they can leave, but it's bad form. So, I mean, yeah, you have a captive audience, and you know, if you put it tactfully and you know these people and you know kind of how to be, you know, soft with it, don't just shove things down people's throat. You know, think about it. If you were them, how would you want to, you know, get this information? That's what I try to remember. You know, we're humans and we don't like to be forced into anything per se or told.
And so, by the way, here's a tip to our listeners too. You know, you don't always have to talk about politics. What you can do is talk about things where people can empower their lives, such as like health. And I find that if you give people truth and you tell them where to go, not what to do, but you guide them and they try to empower themselves, they'll inevitably come up against you know, disinformation and things in their way, and they'll come to their own conclusions. Like if you were to tell people, hey, you know, let's say example, something totally unpolitical, but like you should be eating real meat instead of Impossible Burgers or something like that. If they were to do the research and look into the health, they'll just inevitably come up against the propaganda, the things standing in their way on their own.
Sure. Yes. Exactly. It's like, you know, it goes back to those old cliches and sayings that I heard when I was younger. My dad used to tell me, he's like, you don't give somebody fish when they're hungry, you teach them to fish, you know. And it's obviously biblical, it didn't come from my dad, but
and you certainly don't give them an Impossible burger. True, I don't think, you know.
No. But you know, you want to empower somebody to be self-serving and be able to rely on themselves and do for themselves, you know, not just, it's basically the opposite of the federal government or the state.
Exactly. One more tip I'm sure our listeners already know is anyone who really cares about you and your well-being will try to help you empower yourself and learn how to be self-sufficient. That's the key, because any politician, somehow every politician has a solution that only they know. you know, and any truth tends to be universal, that anyone can have access to or find if they really seek it out. So it's like nobody gets to own the truth, or nobody gets to just say only I have the solution to everything. It's just not
right.
Yeah, like exactly
on the truth. Yeah, and I believe it was Gandhi who said it, I find to be one of the best ways to put it, even in the minority of one, the truth is still the truth. Like, even if it's just you alone that knows something, and it is the truth, it's still the truth. It doesn't make it any less the truth because you're in a minority, you know? You're not, like, the status quo. It's still the truth.
Yeah, exactly. And for me, like, I'm an anarchist because I value the truth over mm-hmm. everything else, and that's the conclusion that it led me. So I would say to our viewers, like, if a lot of politics don't make sense or a lot of media doesn't make sense, it's because most people do only what benefits them, and they'll find a way to rationalize that.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. I just actually pulled up, for those who actually want to look into the United States being a corporation, you can just pull it up on like a, you know, a DuckDuckGo. I don't really condone or advocate using Google, but a search engine, and pull up the United States as a corporation. There's one from freedom-school.com, you know, and it just tells you pretty much why and how it's a corporation. And, you know, just in common parlance tells you. And you'll see certain things that can give you like red flags that we are living, you know, in this corporate land. Still owned by Britain, pretty much. For example, if you appear in a court with a gold-fringed flag, your constitutional rights are suspended, and you are being tried under British maritime law. If it seems strange that a court or building on dry land could be administered under maritime or admiralty law, look at U.S. Code, Title 18, B7. It says that admiralty jurisdiction is applicable in the following locations: the high seas, any American ship, and three, any lands reserved or acquired for the use of the United States and under the exclusive or concurrent jurisdiction thereof, or any place purchased or otherwise acquired by the United States by consent of the legislature of the state. In other words, anywhere in America or any territories thereof. And we still have, Lark from Texas on the line, actually. So if you want to chime in, please. I know you have some knowledge in this area. Do we still have you on the line?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I perfect. Go ahead.
I can hear you.
For the listeners, if they want to look up this word, suzerainty, it's spelled suzerainty. And they can learn all about it from there. But just to conclude, because I don't want to take too much time, and a quick aside, you mentioned Gandhi. There's a website, it's called shakespeare.com. It's a takeoff on William Shakespeare's name, shakespeare.com.
Oh, cool.
And this is a academic and researcher that did some research on Gandhi. You know, Gandhi was a member of the British bar, and he was an attorney, and he was also a Freemason. During World War II, he gave...
I had no idea.
During World War II, he gave an address before the British Royal Society in which he advocated for a system of communitarianism, which the listeners that know the sound of my voice know that I've been talking about for, you know, forever on RBN and other places.
Wow.
But for... Just to conclude what I was going to say, you know, we live in this under system of commercial law where everybody is assigned a commercial value. And the communitarian law is the law of the European Union. So we can liken it as a kind of a combination of UCC, Lex Mercatoria, contract law, and communitarian law, which is known in Europe as acquis communautaire or communitarian law. But if you want to know who really runs the ship of state and otherwise around the world, I might recommend a YouTube channel. It's called Best Evidence. The presenter is a man named John Titus, T-I-T-U-S. And he says this. The bottom line is this quote, the king and do no wrong. Now we have to know who is the king. Some of the titles in his short selection of videos include The Veneer of Justice and the Kingdom of Crime, We Are on a Criminally Fraudulent Economic System, and Who's Blowtorching American Jobs, just for starters. But in conjunction with Best Evidence, John Titus's channel on YouTube, do a search for this title. 700 years, that's the number, 700, Banking Cabal by William Stewart. S-T-U-A-R-T. And you can listen to two Brits basically documenting William Stewart, namely 700 years of Western banking and how it's brought us forward to the Best Evidence channel that John Titus brings us to today. And there's no better way to get adjusted to the fact that it was Francis Bacon in his New Atlantis, published posthumously in 1626, which outlined exactly what the master plan would be, how all these European settlers to the Americas would be actually used as human resources and chattel to essentially for the crown to take over the world. And this is what we're witnessing today.
Thank you so much for saying that so eloquently. Are you familiar with James Montgomery and The Informer, their works?
Yes, yes.
I figured a lot of that stuff. Just curious.
A lot of that stuff has disappeared from the internet, but it's good stuff.
I know. Scrubbed, yes. Yep, they memory-holed lots.
There is some good information out there. There's some good information out there. I spent some time yesterday at the old website that went down in 2017. It was called American Buddha. American-Buddha.com. You can find it. Go ahead.
Yes. There used to be another website called thinkerbeeaten.org and thinkerbebeaten.org, two of them, and they're both gone as well.
I remember when James Fetzer's blog was taken down, and there might still be the Moon of Alabama website around, if anyone's heard of that.
Yes, that's another good one. Yes, Rachel. I don't know if that one's still
around. If the two of y'all want to become more familiar with my work, you can go to YouTube and just type in On Life and Communitarianism.
Thank you. I will.
Okay, I have to find it. I also still have to do... Oh, sorry.
And of course, I am online on YouTube as well. Of course, the main channel, RTR Truth Media. My own personal channel is The Freedom Ministry. But I'm going to subscribe to you, Lark, and check you out, and I look forward to it.
I've actually done two interviews with this man in Israel.
Okay.
And that was the first one. The second one is about moral relativism. Recently, Vicki Davis, who's a longtime contributor to this network, did an interview as well with this man from Israel, and I think y'all would find it quite interesting. But just
Absolutely.
Go to his videos at that channel. The channel name is Ahava 528, which is spelled A Apple H Harry A Apple V Victor A Apple 528. Ahava 528. But just do a search On Life and Communitarianism on YouTube, and you'll get a start from there. And perhaps we can talk again. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, no, I look forward to it. Thanks again for calling in.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
bye-bye.
Thank you so much.
Take it easy. Well, that was a great call.
No, that's it. Yeah, that was awesome. I just learned about Gandhi, and I feel like you're not really an adult until you grow up and realize that your heroes are assholes.
Yeah, and not only that, but to learn that. Yeah, right. And not only that, but to learn that the founding fathers were sort of founding fraudsters. You know, to learn that was kind of a slap.
Oh yeah,
in my face,
Freemasons.
Yeah, I mean, here I was. Like, I'm, like, gung-ho, like, patriot, you know, like, woohoo, and thinking that they were, you know, these great men, you know, looking out for my interest, the little man. And boy, was I wrong. But we need a whole nother show for that.
Yeah, that's why. Exactly. In a future episode, you know, I want to talk about what does it mean to be a patriot? What does it mean to be conservative? Does that depend on other people and their beliefs and, you know, us being told this is good for you, for your own benefit? That seems to be a continuous theme with a lot of politics.
Exactly. I mean, there are so many, like, stories that I just... Just excellent stories back then, like what they did. And I'll tell you a little bit about them after the break, of course. Please stick around, and we'll be back.
This is the most transparent administration in history.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, shut your mouth, swallow your pride. What does it matter, our ambassador died? There's nothing you can do about it, might as well face it. Disagree with anything you label racist. Welcome to the place. Welcome to the place of the left's hypocrisy. Little pink houses for you.
All right. Thank you for listening, as always, to RTR Truth Media and RBN Live Broadcasting Network. Right before the break, I was just saying how there are just incredible anecdotal stories to the founding of this country. you know. And for one, you know, when they were meeting in Philadelphia to actually create the Constitution, the Constitutional Convention, you know, when they were obliterating the Articles of Confederation, Alexander Hamilton, who is a Rothschild agent, you know, an agent for the European banking families, the banking history that Lark was so eloquently talking about, 700 years, you know, the banking history of William Stuart, that stuff, those interests come over to America, and that was the great experiment. Well, they needed people to safeguard their interests and have like a man on the inside, right? One of those men was Alexander Hamilton, who we believe is this great patriotic American founding father. He's not, you know, he was a spy. He was an infiltrator and a Rothschild agent. And what he was doing is he was actually going back and forth between Philadelphia and Manhattan by horse and carriage, you know, and had very special attention to the horses and having, you know, basically like a baton pass because the horse would get tired. And he had a time frame. I mean, he had to get back and forth. He had to boogie. I mean, he didn't have the rail train or, you know, his Tesla vehicle at that time. He had a horse. But he was doing it. He was coming back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, like you wouldn't believe in that time period, because he had to give his bosses, his handlers, information about what was going on in those rooms in Philadelphia, because there were no windows. They drew the windows, the shades. They made it secret. They didn't want anybody knowing what they were doing inside of those walls. But as I said, they had a man on the inside, and Alexander Hamilton was that spy, was that infiltrator for England, for the crown, for the Rothschild banking interests, for the Vatican at the time, and who has since been infiltrated by Israel and Zionists through Vatican II. But at the time, it was strong Jesuit stronghold, you know, in the Freemasonic creation of this country. And it was all by design and all behind closed doors in secret.
Yeah, that's a great point, Chris. And as we know, it's a bunch of, I kind of look at it, I guess, from the Game of Thrones perspective, which is that there's sort of different powers that shouldn't be that do fight against each other, but they do align when they have that common New World Order goal. So, yes. You know, it is like those old bloodlines and the Jesuits, the Rosicrucians, and, you know, people say like Jews, although it's really like an Ashkenazi bloodline of knockoff handbag Jews, I like to say.
Exactly. No, you're right, though. It's not, they're not, I mean, you can do the research, but they are not the Israelites that are spoken about in the Bible. You know, it wasn't, they weren't talking about a geographic location, number one. They're talking about a people. You know what I mean? So people kind of get like fixated on a location and like a geographic location. But that's it for the show today. I really appreciate having you, Rachel, and forward to next week.
And thanks to our callers and our listeners. Please support the show. Thank you, Chris.
Yep. As always, God bless everybody.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.